Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specialises in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. There's something quite distinctive about a sign, one of those symbolic messages that seem to find us, especially when it's something that simply keeps arriving over and over. Have you ever had this happen to you? Last autumn, I went through a phase of finding little feathers, fluffy little feathers, white and grey feathers in all sorts of different places. Some of them were on pathways in front of me when I was walking, others were stuck on the end of little holly leaves, others in much more unusual places like inside a coat pocket. I even had one blow in through an open window in my home and onto my computer keyboard. Feathers found me so often with a kind of consistency that I think moves way beyond coincidence. So when that happens, when the same thing appears in unusual ways again and again, I believe that something or someone is trying to get me to look. You know, here I am again, it's saying, I'm trying to catch your eye. I'm trying to tell you something, to convey something. And so I've learned over the years to pay attention, because in my experience, a message that is so persistent like this shouldn't be ignored. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we are following one of those kinds of messages that I've been receiving. A message has been seeking me out repeatedly and from multiple directions as well throughout the opening weeks of this extraordinary year that is 2026. But this time it's not a feather. This time, for me, it was something quite different. And on my show today, I want to share an exploration of this with you. What I think the message is, why I believe it's timing, arriving as we all step together into this amazing year of the fire horse. Well, I don't think it can be any accident whatsoever. So if you're new to the show, as I said, my name's Amanda. You're very welcome here. To understand why this particular message has caught my attention and why it matters at the moment, I think perhaps you need to know a little bit about what I've been calling my 2026 experiment. So if you've heard this before, please bear with us. We want everybody to feel included and to understand what the shows are about. So on New Year's Eve, I sat with a very large wall planner and three rolls of coloured tape. One was blue, one was orange, and one was green. And I marked out the entire year 2026 with one of these colours. I wanted this year to feel quite different. I didn't mark this wall calendar with appointments or birthdays or anniversaries or targets, but I wanted really open side spaces instead. So what do I mean by this? Well, I put the blue tape days for healing and water fasting and any kind of restorative behaviour, you know, relaxation that I felt I needed. And those orange days, they were dedicated to client time and admin and services and banking, I suppose, as well. And green days, well, they were set aside for pure potentiality. Whatever creative magic showed up was going to be arriving for me, and I could welcome it in those green days. And all the coloured spaces were intentionally left completely open. I didn't write anything inside of them at all on the wall calendar. So it's a really peculiar thing sitting on the wall, because there you have this calendar with all of these different blue, orange and green days and absolutely nothing written on them. But the idea was to make space and then waiting for whatever wanted to arrive in that space. So the whole experiment that I'm in this year is built around a shift that I felt was worth exploring. You know, what if we were to choose a system and an experiment rather than a container and a target? You know, and I'd commit to phases of roughly 90 days where I could focus on whatever served my health, my wealth, my potentiality, my happiness, not as targets, but simply as a space to explore it. And I could change every 90 days to something else if that's what I wanted to do. And I had to and have been asking myself the same types of questions over and over again in order to help me with this, rather than thinking, oh, I must do that. I say to myself, oh, I wonder what would happen if I tried this. Or I wonder how it would feel if I did that differently. You know, that small shift in framing changes the entire quality of what follows, as it turns out. Right? Ask me how I know. What might have felt like an obligation or a chore, actually, it becomes genuinely good fun. And I'm having great fun this year. I think what I wasn't prepared for was, as soon as I entered into this experiment, was how quickly things would begin to move and shift in my life. And within days of allowing myself to be in that potentiality space, you know, those green days, for example, on my calendar, whoa, an entire oracle card system downloaded in my mind. It was like telepathically, it was just there. It had simply arrived fully formed, as though it had been sitting in my manifestation field all this time, just waiting for me to allow it to show up. All I needed to do was become the version of myself that was ready to receive it. Multiple decks in this oracle system, and each explored different consciousness states and energetic frequencies and states of being. And that was the first week. It was quite a week, I can tell you. I couldn't believe where all the information was coming from. But I was sitting in a space of pure potentiality. Of course it would come through in that week, because in all the other weeks, or at least the weeks of 2025, I seemed to pack so much in, there wasn't really much space for that potential to arrive. And the deck is in great progress, the Oracle deck's coming along, and I'll tell you more about it whenever the time is right. So if you knew me, though, as my friends do, you would know that although I'm a master energist and although I'm pretty good at mediumship and crystals and channeling and divination, I have never really studied the art of tarot. So because I like to do a good job and find out more about things, I have been learning more about it. I've been researching it and reading about it and watching some remarkable readers who work online. It's phenomenal what they're able to do. Not that I have ever attempted that, but I think I might do. And it was all of this across my own daily practice, across the readings I was observing, across the different decks I was working with at home, that I began to notice something. The same card kept appearing. It wasn't every now and then, it was most days. So most days, in some form or another, a card that I had never connected with in my life before this, in some deck or other, in some reader's spread or another, the same card again and again. And I just couldn't put it down to chance. A bit like those feathers. It has like an energy around it. And the card was, I suppose the card is, because it's still happening, the Chariot. And as I said, I don't really know a lot about tarot, so I had to honour the message and go off and find out more about this particular card so I could understand whatever it was that the message was that it was trying to send me. So after the break, I invite you to come along and find out more about what I feel is inside this card and its meaning, what it actually is, what it's genuinely asking of me, what it's asking of you, and how it can be asking whatever it is asking of us all at the time, because there must be some kind of important message in that card for you as well, if I felt such an urgency about sharing it with you on my show this week.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Future Self Energetic Show. I'm Amanda Nelson, and we're sitting with a message of the Chariot tarot card today, exploring what this card could be, what it's been trying to communicate, and why I feel that its arrival at this particular moment in time of the year feels especially significant for all of us. Now, the Chariot is a major arcana card in tarot. The major arcana is about, well, it speaks to the larger patterns. It's not the day-to-day minutiae of life, but the much more significant forces, the archetypal energies that are shaping things at a profound and deeper level. And when a major arcana card appears with a kind of persistence that this one has shown, it's really pointing to something more fundamental, I feel, that needs attention. So on the cards I've seen, you see the Chariot card. You see a figure, a charioteer, wearing armour and standing upright in a chariot. And beneath the chariot, at the front, are two sphinxes. And they are facing slightly in opposite directions. And this represents opposing forces. Light and shadow. Your forward pull, the backwards pull, the part of us that's ready to move forward and the part of us that is holding us back. And the charioteer simply holds the reins and allows the chariot to move him forward. And I think this card is showing us that if you know where you're going with enough clarity and steadiness, that even the opposing forces within you can be held and directed forward positively as well. So it's a navigation card, I feel. Well, that's my interpretation anyway, and I'm a real novice, so forgive me if it's not. But to me, it feels like a navigation card. It asks the questions, will you allow the energies of 2026 to move you forward? Or are you going to allow the energies of 2025 and before to hold you back? So interesting. In my 2026 experiment, I have absolutely no destination whatsoever apart from the journey along the pathway that I choose to be on. I also feel it's a genuine willingness on each and every one of our parts to discover who we actually are now, today, who we wish to become, not who we actually were in our past that may no longer be the right fit for us. And it's also about how it might feel if we were to choose to stop filling every available space with the beliefs and tasks that we have always used to define us. What if we stopped filling those spaces And we allowed new beliefs and new tasks and new experiences to come. And what if we were to ask the questions, I wonder how that would feel? And the chariot, appearing again and again, has been saying, you have the reins. You're not being dragged along by any of the energies around you at the moment. Even though you feel that might be how you're feeling, just hold your course, maintain your direction, set that coherent energy that you wish to be surrounded by, and then trust your capacity to bring all of it into that genuine forward movement and momentum with you, because it'll take you wherever you need to go next. Now, added to all of this, as if we needed any more, it's about to become a fire horse year. And this is where the message from the card, for me, becomes even more relevant, even more specific, because the collective is moving into the fire horse year together. So the Chinese year of the fire horse, it's one of those, well, it's probably one of the most energetically charged years in the entire 60-year cycle. It's fast, fiery. It brings with it acceleration, breakthrough potential, if you're prepared to work with it. And the fire horse, it simply doesn't suffer fools. It doesn't accommodate hesitation on your part. You have to choose. You're either going to move at speed or, sorry, you get left behind. And the horse rewards those who've done the inner work of knowing who they are, because they are the ones that know where they're going, who have, in the language of the chariot, their hands already on their reins. For those people, a fire horse year can be the year then when everything that's been building beneath the surface finally breaks through with remarkable speed. And things that might have taken years to move in a much quieter energetic climate than the one we have now, well, they can come into form with breathtaking speed and efficiency. But if you don't know where you're guided, then this same energy can feel really disorientated and scattering. It's too fast, too forceful, and it's carrying you in all sorts of directions, maybe even somewhere that you don't feel that you would really choose to go. The chariot arriving in a fire horse year then, that can't be a coincidence to me. To me, these two energies really belong together. The card is saying that the conditions for exceptional forward movement are present right now. But to work with this energy, rather than simply be swept along by it, you must be the charioteer. You must be the one who holds the reins. Does this make sense to you too? Is there a message for you here about holding the reins of your own chariot as well? And the chariot card, numbered 7 in the major arcana, 7 represents the completion of a cycle of learning, the point at which preparation is complete and the moment of movement has arrived. So this card, it assumes you are ready. It's saying to you, you are ready. And the only question it brings is this: are you ready? Will you now take up the reins?
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. My name's Amanda Nelson, and we are all charioteers on the show today. We're exploring the meaning of the chariot, this tarot card that sought me out and repeatedly found me throughout the opening weeks of 2026. And I needed to understand why it wanted to find me, and to listen to its message and the message of the fire horse year too, given based on what I now know, they obviously belong together. But what does taking the reins actually look like then? Because I think this is where large archetypal messages from the tarot, they can feel great in theory, but rather vague sometimes in practice. So let's dig into it. The Chariot's very specific and it's responsive. Let the Chariot know what you have in store. Let the Chariot know that you have heard its call. And ask it what's the best direction you should be navigating in, what is the best navigation for you to follow at this time, and ask it to help you to navigate to the place that you ought to be, needs to be, that is most aligned to you, that matches with the frequency that you're trying to show up as in 2026. In my 2026 experiment, I've been choosing a frequency I wish to become, and I'm shifting into that every single day. And the Chariot can work with that entirely. When you know the frequency you wish to be, everything else organizes itself around that, and so you can become it. So you become the frequency, and the Chariot, I believe, will take you to wherever you need to be. And the fire horse will bring the momentum. Now, the second thing the Chariot asks each and every one of us to do is to hold fast. Hold fast as the opposing forces pull. And in a year of this level of intensity, I think they will certainly pull. If you ask if this thing is too ambitious, if you allow distraction to scatter your attention, if you fall back on those old patterns, well, even as new ones are trying to assert themselves, you know what? The Chariot will ask you, do you want to hold on to the reins and allow the energy that is moving you forward to do its work? Do you want to become derailed by opposing forces? Just allow. Align yourself to whatever it is that you identify with the most, because this Chariot has arrived and it wants to guide you there. It's also clear, when you look at the image on the card, that the charioteer is standing up, not sitting down. He's not sitting back. He's not allowing events to simply carry him wherever they wish. He is upright. He is engaged. He's fully present in the moment of movement. And although he holds the reins, he's not actually gripping them particularly tightly. In a fire horse year, when the energy is moving at this galloping pace, there might be a real temptation to either grip those reins too tightly, attempting to control every detail, every outcome, over-curate yourself, or indeed to release the reins entirely, to give up and just be carried wherever the current decides to take you, as if whatever you feel has no impact in the world. But neither of those is going to work this year. And the Chariot asks you to remain both responsive and directed at the same time. It wants you alert, but not rigid, moving without having to be overly controlling, but also moving without being entirely out of control. It's a balance. So what's become clear to me in sitting with all of this is how completely the 2026 experiment itself embodies the Chariot energy. The coloured spaces on the wall planner are not a rigid schedule. They're not closed containers. They are an example of that held direction. It's a compass bearing. And the 90-day experiments are the reins, aren't they? Held with enough firmness to provide direction and enough flexibility to allow the journey to breathe and to surprise me. I wonder, in fact, whether part of what the Chariot has been communicating to me is simply this, that the system you have built for this year is sound. Now trust it and allow yourself to be moved. For you, perhaps the question worth sitting with is this: what are your reins? Where are you hoping to navigate towards? And what does your best journey look and feel like? You only need some sense of where you are pointed, some provision for your potentiality to manifest, some declared frequency that tells the universe what you're available for. I think that's what the Chariot is asking you to find and become as you take up the reins. The energy available in a fire horse year belongs to everyone. That acceleration, the breakthrough potential, the galloping speed with which things can shift and come into being, if we want to take the reins and move with intention. The Chariot found me with such persistence because I needed this message, but I knew it was always intended to travel much further than my sitting room, and it arrived so that I could bring it here into your home and through this moment with you. We are all entering this communal fire horse year together. We're all being offered the same extraordinary conditions for forward momentum. And the question the Chariot places before each one of us is simply, and I think quite profoundly, will you take the reins? So there you have it. The Chariot found me again and again from multiple directions, and we have followed its message in my 2026 experiment today. And if something in today's show has landed for you, if you feel the Chariot may have been looking for you too, I would invite you, sit with one question before the coming week is out. Where in my life am I standing? And where am I being carried? What is the energy that I wish to be in? And can I take the reins and allow myself to be navigated there? So until next time, take very good care of yourselves. And I'll see you again next week. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.